Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Afternoon, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to a special news edition of the Jaybird Watching Podcast. So once again, I am your host, Craig Borden, and we're going to just dive right into this wonderful news real quick. Not a ton going around spring training camp for the Blue Jays yet, but other than Vlad Watch 2019, the Blue Jays have announced the fact that they are going to have two of their, I'll say the most tenured rookies in the Toronto Blue Jays staff. Ryan Brucki will be pitching on Saturday against the Detroit Tigers to kick off spring training. And I think this is a classy move. You know, as far as the things go, yes, he is quote unquote competing for a starting position in the rotation. I don't see how that's still possible, but it's still what it is. I think it's his job to lose more than anything, is my personal opinion. And the fact that he did so well as a Blue Jays call-up last season, as he got into 17 games, all of them starts, almost 100 innings in a Blue Jays uniform last year, and amasses a 3.87 ERA with a 1.321 ERA. That's pretty damn good. I don't understand why he is not just a shoo-in for the staff spot, but I guess it's just one of those things, you know, that we're going to jump through the particulars with the Blue Jays management and go from there. As far as it goes, the 24-year-old will be kicking things off against the Detroit Tigers, as I had mentioned. That will be Saturday in Dunedin at 1 o'clock. And if you haven't gotten to listen to our previous regular show that we had Brendan Panikkar and myself on the Wednesday Wallop, joined by Callum Houston of the mopupduty.com, and we gave you all the wonderful drinking, hot, fun spots to be hanging out in Dunedin after the game and beforehand. Make sure you hit up Kelly's for breakfast and all that kind of good stuff on Saturday, and you will highly enjoy yourself. I will believe it. Being a regular down there myself, I'm kind of missing the fact that I am not going to be down there this weekend. So, as far as game two goes, they will be having a little bit of a road trip as they travel to the Baltimore Orioles spring training facility. But Sean Reed Foley will be on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays as they kick off the rest of it. Also, Sean Reed Foley getting into plenty of innings, I guess, last year. Got seven starts, and it was a little bit of a mixed batch for him. So this is one of those candidates that I think he'll be in the rotation at some point. I honestly, and I know my counterpart, Brandon Panikkar, my co-host on the Wednesday Wallop, will vouch for the fact that he would kill to see Sean Reed Foley over Clayton Richard in the starting rotation. But after 33 innings last year and having a 5.13 ERA, it's one of those negotiating points at this point. Sean Reed Foley has plenty of good stuff to be able to eventually run away with it, but is it going to happen this second would be the wonderful question. So, like I said, that game will be in Baltimore on Sunday. Not in Baltimore, but in the Baltimore facility. So, a little bit of a road trip as far as things go. All the rest of the fun, not a ton to be spoke of as far as the Toronto Blue Jays news is concerned. You know, we've been having some good looks in video from Hazel May, has been giving us wonderful insight to what's been going on. We got Vlad Watch going on, basically, and there's a new tweet out with video every day. Charlie Montoyo has been very vocal about how good Elvis Luciano has been. He was very impressed, regardless of the fact that he beamed Teoscar Hernandez during batting practice yesterday. But it is what it is. Apparently, the kid has a very live arm and has come to camp ready to try running away with that bullpen spot despite the age of 18. And I believe he just turned 19, actually, the other day. So, Elvis, good luck to you, man. I hope something good happens. But I wouldn't be shocked at the same time. But as far as things go, Blue Jays fans, thank you for joining on this quick hit here for Blue Jays News, and hit us up for the conversation on Twitter. We will be continuing to bring you all sorts of fun stuff as spring training continues. As I'd mentioned, don't forget to check out our latest full episode of the podcast, the Wednesday Wallop, and get all your Dunedin inside information along with, as we continue our top 30 Blue Jays prospects countdown. We're heading into the top 10 this week, so on this week's Wednesday Wallop, don't forget, we'll be kicking that off as well as any other Blue Jays news as spring training games kick up. Peace out, everybody, and don't forget to hit us up on iTunes and on Twitter at BirdwatchingGC and give us a follow. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.